At the time, I couldn't say very much because I thought I am down, I am sort of depressed. So that I thought, okay, you can limit it, the damage for myself in trying to change, to lie a little bit about the reason and how it happened. But then in writing this, my biography, I said, okay, I want to be clear of everything, so once for all. And it was for two reasons. One, for doing that, exactly clearing myself. The other one is to study a little bit pattern eventually, and the way myself, to try to avoid something like this in the future. Because I tried to commit that in a time when I was very successful, only the soul was a little bit starving.
I understand. Yeah. And your use of language is quite beautiful. Your soul was a little bit starving.
Yeah. So that was the point. You see, sometimes you can replace sort of starving of feelings with money, with work, with all of this. But I had a lot of work and obviously paid with good money, but that wasn't interesting enough. And so I pondered about those possibilities. And I know that there are many people in the situation which, you know, they achieved something and all of a sudden they said, what do you achieve? Nothing. Yes. If the soul is not right, means feeling and sort of atmosphere in yourself, then nothing is important.
And was it true that you were very worried that other people would say, what do you have to be depressed about?
No, I know, because in the time where I was depressed, I was also very successful. So I had to show a face, and I remember I started to tell a lot of jokes so that people, they could believe, oh, yes, I am a very jolly chap, and, you know, it has success, it's jolly, and it's brown,
yes,
and all of that. But inside was naturally a different story.
Do you think 4 years on, be it talking about you, Antonio, or talking more broadly about all of us, that we actually do understand depression a little better than that now?
Yes, I believe that it's starting to be understood, actually, that the depression is an illness, temporary by somebody, sort of more longish time by others, that can be sort of cured. That's the importance. And that's why also with this book, I would like to give the message to people that there is help. I was in the Priory, which is an institute in London,
yes.
Very much talk because personality go there. But that wasn't the reason for me. The reason was to have really very high professional sort of support. And I didn't need to do anything special but listen and talk to a sort of psychologist twice a week. And the rest, it was listening to the others and comparing myself to the others. And my goodness, the other, they have much, much more to complain about in their lives.
As you reflect on this big, lived large life of yours, I wonder if you could tell us what causes you not just to smile for a camera, or make the joke, but what gives you reason to smile on the inside?
Well, I have it in myself to start my life in wanting to talk to other people. So I learned 5 languages because I really like to conversate and to extract from other people through a conversation good bits and pieces for myself.
Yes,
this was very precious for me. And I started to do that, and still today I can talk to anybody of any sort of social status. And this is the best to see that the social status, there's two extreme, they touch each other.
Yes.
So the highest up is exactly similar to the lowest one.
Yes.
So we are all human, and we have all our quality and mistakes. One is to try to take the other as it is.
I have watched and absolutely loved your series, too, Greedy Italians, in which you and Gennaro revisit Italy, looking to see what food traditions are strong and what's been lost, and then retelling your own stories as kids. What's that been like for you?
A little bit sad, actually, to see exactly the same time when we were in that age, we were much more sort of happy, at least the memory is that, playing around and not having any computers, not having any telephone, and not having any sort of rubbish food to eat, but yes, only the good food of Mama, and helping even so to cook and you know, making, collecting rucola rockets for the salad or going to pick up fresh water. And it was a lovely thing. And the food consumed in a family, it's one of the major points of social life there. You share tears, you share joy, you share everything with your sort of siblings and with the parents. And this is the lesson that one learns initially automatically without to know that it's a lesson,
yes,
for the rest of life.
A philosophical question and then a food one.
Mm-hmm.
You and I and everyone, yeah, listening is going to die one day.
Yeah.
Firstly, do you have any fear of that?
Nope, not at all. And you see, when you have done what I have done, it's not fear, it's a certainty that we have to do that. But I try to live exactly the time that I have to live without fear at all, just very happy. I try to be happy. I try to, I am fortunately now a woman that I can love and she loves me back. So I don't have complication in that sense.
Yes.
I just concentrate myself to the good work of preaching about Italian food in the world. And this is a lovely, lovely thing to do.
It is indeed. Well, assuming that your passing and my passing is a long way away.
Yes.
Assuming that you have an opportunity to eat one last meal, be it a magnificent feast, Antonio, or a simple dinner, what would you like it to be?
Well, I already made sort of disposition to be buried on a bed of truffles. And if truffle is too expensive, perhaps basil. But I would say that a lovely, simple dish of little spaghettini with a ripe tomato sauce and basil and garlic. That's it. Simple, simple, simple. But it's a pleasure that you know, to have something like this.
Can I come?
Yes, yes, you are invited, but please, not too soon.